I'm excited and glad to see our youngest member of our church just come in. Four days old. Not too late. Praise the Lord. Good to see you guys. Good to see the Blairs this morning. If you have your Bibles, turn with me in the Scriptures. And you'll have to forgive me for just a little bit for my voice. And I may have to hack a little bit. But I am determined to preach this message this morning regardless. I don't like the devil and don't want to give him any credit whatsoever. And I know there's a time that you need to bow out, but I think this is a special day, and I wanted to share it with you. But I want to preach to you from the same thought as our last song on resurrecting. And if you would turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 40th chapter. Psalms chapter 40, very, very personable chapter for us as God's people. And he has done something for us that nobody else could ever have done. Said he has done something for us that nobody else could ever done. Not any time, not any place, not anywhere. No one could do for us what Jesus has done. So in the book of Psalms chapter 40, beginning at verse number 1, I don't know how I'm going to do this morning. I left my watch at home, not on purpose, but maybe God will be gracious and let you out a little early so your chicken leg won't get cold. But I want to share with you for just a little bit on resurrecting. I'm thankful that he was resurrected, but through all the process, he has resurrected me and you so that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. So in Psalms chapter 40, beginning at verse number 1, it's to the chief musician, the Psalm of David, knowing that David himself was a chief musician. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit and out of a miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, and he established my goings. Let me repeat what I said to you a while ago. Nobody can ever do for you what Jesus has already done for you. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies, or speaking of idolatry. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord, and may the resurrected King touch your heart and touch your life today like you've never been touched before because of his amazing grace. To the chief musician, Psalm of David, I waited patiently for the Lord. And as I waited patiently for the Lord, he inclined his ear to me. Sometimes it seems like that there's never going to be an answer. Sometimes it seems like he's never going to hear, that the heavens are brass and that we cannot get through. But I'm here to tell you today, if we're persistent, somebody say persistent. If we're persistent and we are patient, God will hear our prayer. Can I tell you today that God's delays are not his denials? We sometimes get so discouraged because we feel like God's going to be too late. Mary and Martha thought God was going to be too late. 4 days they thought he was going to be too late, but he was just right on time. Can I tell you, when you are persistent and you are expecting and you are patient, God will incline. He will give his ear to you. He will still turn and listen and hear what you have to say as he inclines to our cry. I want you to know, church, he heard you the first time, just as he did Daniel when he cried out to God. But can I tell you, God has a perfect timing, and we need to be patient, and we need to be persistent, for God will hear our cry. The head of Jesus was crowned with thorns. It was so unmerciful of how that they tortured him, how they beat him until the bones of his rib cage protruded out, how that his intestines was hanging out of the intrusions that went through his skin. He was beaten to a place that he was unrecognizable. They placed that crown of thorns upon his head to create even more misery. But even he had settled it at the cross. Listen to me closely. I said he had settled it. I said at the cross. He had settled it at Gethsemane when he said, "Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me, but if it's not possible," he said, "I'm willing to go through it." So he settled it at Gethsemane. There's times in your life that you're going through decisions that you need to make up your mind and settle it. Regardless of what God's answer is, you've got it settled. And God, whatever you decide, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. He settled it in Gethsemane so that you and I might be resurrected into a new life. He was beaten beyond recognition. He wore our sin and shame. They stripped him of his garments, and the soldiers gambled for his clothes. Satan done everything that he possibly could, and we could go way back on that factor. He done everything he possibly could to destroy the Redeemer of mankind because he knew what it was going to give you. Oh, glory. A resurrected king has resurrected me. Satan knew that there was a coming together and a reconciliation through the blood of Jesus Christ, and he'd done everything he possibly could to destroy that. Satan done everything he could to possibly to destroy the Redeemer of mankind while doing everything he could to put him in the grave and lock it up and shut it up where no man could open it. But yet there was a power in heaven above that come back and roll the stone away. Satan did not want Jesus to come out of that tomb, but wanted him forever to be there. But over the victory and through the victory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he was brought out of that grave through a resurrection power in his wings and in his love and in his care. And the resurrected Savior has resurrected me. Hallelujah. Can I tell you that Jesus did not go through the torture because he did not go through the grave because he did not go through hell and take the keys of death, hell, and the way away from Satan, but through it all, he had you in mind and in the palm of your hand. He understood that there was a cost that had to be paid that only he could pay. Can I tell you today, church, that he loved you so much that he was willing to literally go to hell and back for you, that you might know what it is to have the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ applied to your heart and to your life. Oh, did you hear me today, people across this church? Did you hear me? I said he was willing to go to hell and back because he knew that there was a price that had to be paid for your redemption. Through the victory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he brought the victory as his resurrected body come up out of that grave so that he might resurrect you and I. Verse number 2 of the book of Psalms chapter 40 said, "And he brought me up also," listen, "he brought me also up out of that horrible pit and out of the miry clay. And he set my feet upon a rock, and he established my goings. It was His love. It was His love. It was His love. It was His love. It was love that nailed Him to the cross. It was love that kept Him hanging there. It was love for a lost and a dying world. It was love for humanity and mankind. It was love for the creation that is God the Father and Him had brought together. It was love even beyond the sin and beyond the disgrace and beyond the idolatry. It was love that kept Him hanging on that cross. Can I tell you, because of that great love, He drew us. He drew us like drawing a pail of water up out of the bottom of the well. He drew us out of a horrible pit. I'm here to tell you, we was in a miserable, lousy, terrible state, but He reached farther down than we could reach up. I tell you, He reached farther down than we could reach up. He brought us up out of the horrible pit. It was a pit of turmoil, and it was a pit of destruction. And through the miry clay, all the slime and all the things in our life that has brought us to a place of destruction, He said, I will bring you up. I will set your feet up on the rock. I will establish your goings. I will steady your footsteps. The God that we serve loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son. And He loved us so much that in all of our filth and all of our mire and all of our mingling in sin, you say, well, I'm not such a bad guy. No, but we, everyone was born in sin. Our righteousness is filthy rags. I don't know about you, but I've had some old shop rags hanging around that I need to throw away, that I've wiped up some mud here and I've wiped up some oil here that need to be thrown, and they're stinky, filthy rags. And He said, our righteousness is as filthy rags, and I can't even compare, because we're miserable, wretched people. But because of the blood of Jesus Christ, He has picked us up out of the miry clay. He has washed us with His word. He has established our footsteps. He has kept us in the midst of a stormy life. He has brought us through, and He has established our goings, and He has steadied our legs that we might run the race with patience as set before us. Oh, for the love of God. Oh, for the love of God. Do you understand just a little bit today, church, how much He cared for you and how much He loved you? I believe with everything that is within me, if it had not been for the love of God, we'd all be in a miserable, miserable, miserable state today. And I can tell you, if there was not a Jesus Christ, the Son of Almighty God, that said, Father, whatsoever you want me to do, that's what I'll do. If this cup can pass from me, because it's a bitter cup, let it be so. But if not, I'll go all the way. You know why? Because He's seen the love that He had for you and I. He's seen a blessed hope that we might come into relationship with Him one more time, because He loved us. Can I tell you, the resurrected King has resurrected me from the mire and from the clay. The resurrected King has brought me up out of a horrible pit. The resurrected King has established my goings. The resurrected King has strengthened my footsteps, because the resurrected King has resurrected me. Can I just tell you for a moment that the fear that filled the hearts, the fear that filled the hearts of those who loved Him so, as He breathed His last breath there hanging upon the cross, seemed so final and seemed so hurtful and seemed so remorseful. But now, because of His radiant love that He has shined upon us, when the third day that stone was rolled back by the angels of God, that stone was rolled back and He come forth. Can I tell you, His radiant and His loving and His the shining brightness of God, His breath that He has regained is now alive in me and you. I said, the breath that He has gained, regained, is now alive in me and you. And what Satan thought was defeat has now been the victory. And all of Satan's cunning ways has been destroyed. He could not stop the power of resurrection. He could not stop the Son of Almighty God. And now his Spirit, the Spirit of God, is alive in me. Resurrected Savior has resurrected me. He hath put a new song. Because of his love and because of his care, he has put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. It's because of that love that Jesus Christ has given you. In almost every situation, in almost every circumstance, and I can say that from the point of the church, you can do all kinds of advertisements, you can do all kinds of ads, you can promote your whatever it is that you're promoting in whatever way you want to do it. But I have found out the most profitable way of promoting what you're trying to do is word of mouth, one-on-one. And so I tell to you today that David had the same concept, for he said, he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, many shall see it, not because of what the ads was put on, that Jesus is alive and well, not because of what you see on TV that Jesus is alive and well, and I'm not down on that. I'm just saying it's because of what people see in your life. Are you all alive this morning? It's because of what people see in your life. It's what people see, the love and the exuberance and the happiness. I think it's great that the kids can go hunt eggs and all that kind of stuff. But can I tell you, the Easter Bunny ain't ever going to bring you happiness. Can I tell you, all the eggs that you ever gather, it's not going to bring you salvation. There ain't no yoke about that whatsoever. None of those things. And I think it's great that the kids can have a good time. But when all is said and done, they need to hear about the resurrected King that has resurrected us. It is through our word of mouth to our kids, to our grandkids, to our great-grandkids that they will experience the taste of the resurrected King. We was there at the tomb. We was inside the tomb. I got to say a word and preach there at the tomb of Jesus there in Jerusalem. But I want you to know, church, the excitement that was still in the air there over 2,000 years ago is still the excitement that I feel right now as I preach this message to you. You know why? Because that grave was empty. You know why? Because the resurrected King has resurrected me. They've come too late to tell me that Jesus is not alive. They've come too late to tell me that he's not real. I'm here to tell you today, as the last breath that I may take, I'll tell you that the resurrected King has resurrected me, to let you know that he is alive and well in 2019. And if you expect to get out of this world alive, that same Spirit that's going to have to dwell in you that dwelled in him. Oh, glory. I'm about to get excited. He put a new song in my mouth. It's a song I've never sang before. We praise him. We praise his holy name. For he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and they shall trust in the Lord. It's the goods that you got in your life It's the goods that you got in your spirit. It's the goods that you got as you tell about the love of Jesus Christ. It's the good that you have in you that you share the joy of Jesus Christ and the church that you worship in, that they will see and will believe and fear in the Lord, and they shall come to Him. He put a new song in my mouth, a new song of praise of God. Many shall see it, and they will reverence and worship. They will want what you got. And when they see what you got and see that it's real, they trust in the Lord God. They have the confidence. They rely on your testimony. Therefore, you can't be in today and out tomorrow. You can't be saved today and unsaved tomorrow. People's watching you. They need your testimony. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. His name is Victory. Glory, glory, glory. It's by His Spirit, church. Somebody say His Spirit. It's by His Spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. These things in my life that has tormented me, these things in my life that has held me captive, these things in my life that has brought me so low that I feel like Job, and that I've had to scrape the boils out of my body into the ash pit in which I sit. It is the Spirit of God that wants to resurrect you today from the ashes of defeat. Can I tell you that His love is perfect and it is being perfected in me? He's working on you every moment of every hour of every day. I said His perfect love is being perfected in you. And the resurrected King has resurrected me. Is anybody alive? Say praise the Lord. Anybody dead? Say glory. And hallelujah. We'll have a prayer line here in just a moment. We'll get that all cleared up. In His name, I have come alive. His name, I have come alive. I get excited about serving Jesus. I get excited about the Word of God. I get excited when I get ready to come to God's house. I get excited when I get into His Word. I get excited about reading books about Jesus and about the love of God and what He's done throughout the eons of eternity. I get excited about those things. Why? Because I've got a reward waiting on me on the other side, because the resurrected King has resurrected me. Hello? We get excited about the things of the world. We get excited about ball games. We get excited about all these other things in our life. And that's all right if you want to get excited and go ahead. Just go ahead and just do it, whatever you want to do. But I'm here to tell you, if Jesus Christ lives inside of you and His Spirit lives inside of you, you're going to get more excited about Jesus than you do anything else in this world. I said you're going to get more excited about Jesus. That's what people need to see in our world today, that people that get more excited about Jesus than they do anything else. We get excited about coming to the house of God. We get excited about listening to gospel songs. We get excited about listening to the Sunday school teacher. We get excited. You know why? Because the same Spirit that Jesus, that raised Him from the dead, is inside of us. The resurrected King has resurrected me. Oh, glory. I hope and pray today that this message gets underneath your fifth rib and just does something inside of you and turns you inside out and upside down, because if it wasn't for the mercy and the grace of God, you could be laying in the gutter somewhere, a drunk as a skunk, not knowing what's going on your way to a devil's hell, and nobody cared for you. But can I tell you, because of mercy and the grace of God, He has been resurrected, and the resurrected King has resurrected me. And because of the mercy and the grace of God, you are sitting in these pews today because of the mercy and the grace of God. You are here today to hear the Word of God on this resurrected Sunday morning. You may not ever hear it again like this, but I just come to tell you that because of Jesus, you got a hope out of this world. Well, glory to God in the highest. His Spirit will raise us from the ashes of defeat. No matter what you've experienced, you will have the victory. His perfect love is perfecting me, and the resurrected King is resurrecting me. In His name, I have come alive. In His name, I have come alive. And I declare the victory of Jesus Christ. And it is because of Him that I have a peace that passes all understanding. As He bowed Himself to the earth, as Jesus bowed Himself to the earth in total submission to what happened to Him, as every drop of blood was squeezed out of His body, we now bow before that resurrected King that has resurrected me. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 61. I'm going to have to hurry. I thought I was going to be able to cut it short, but you know how it is. Well, I guess you don't know how it is, do you? Isaiah chapter 61. I will try to hurry, but I want to get this in your spirit, into your life, to let you know that perhaps the life that you've been living is not really worth it. It brings you nothing but heartache and sorrow. You may be happy for a little while. You may be happy for a little while, but if you don't know Jesus Christ and His resurrected power, you don't know what true happiness really is. Isaiah recorded in chapter 61 and is also referred to in Luke chapter 4 as Jesus Himself rehearsed it. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to blind the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captivity, to open the house of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that are mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes." Somebody say, "I'm looking for the beauty of the glory of God that's coming into my life, the joy, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness." Hey, can I tell you today, church, in your ashes of sorrow, in the days of your mourning, there's joy that's coming and there's beauty that's fixing to take place. The garment of praise and the spirit that's getting ready to overtake the spirit of heaviness, that you might be called the trees of righteousness and the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. The resurrected King has resurrected me. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust and respects not the proud. In other words, those that don't believe in God, those that don't want anything to do with God, those that follow false gods. He said, don't respect them, but He said, blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. Say, I trust Him. I trust Him. That word blessed simply means happy, fortunate, and to be envied. Listen to me, church, to be blessed by the blessings of God and the love of God, the blessings and happiness, it means that we are happy and that we are fortunate and that we are to be envied. Envied means jealous or means to the desire to be coveted. Everything that is within you, if you've got the Spirit of God living inside of you, people around you is going to want what you got, if it's real and if it's consistent. To the tomb where the soldiers watched in vain. That tomb is now empty. We was there, Brother Rodney, Brother Larry, Brother Kelby, we was there. Hello? Yeah, you guys preach with me for a little bit. Who'd I miss? And their wives and me, and hallelujah. It was empty. Now, how do you really know it was there? Because they ain't found no Jesus there at any of them. He's alive forevermore. So that tomb that the soldiers watched in vain, it's now empty. You know why I know it's empty? Because of what I feel in my heart and my life. What I told you at the beginning of my sermon, there ain't nobody can do for you what Jesus has done for you. They ain't nobody can make me feel what I feel through Jesus Christ. His body would not remain in that grave. It was totally resistant to the grave. Can I just tell you, listen, you might want to write this down. Hallelujah. If this don't bring joy to your heart, I don't know what will. But can I tell you that grave is empty? But when his body was in the grave, it was a dressing room for the mercy and the grace of God that was to be extended to you. Did you hear me, church? I said it became a dressing room for God's mercy and grace that is extended to you, to whosoever will. And I can tell you that we can raise from the ashes of defeat and experience the life that the resurrection King has now resurrected me. And in his name, I will have the victory. Chris, come to the piano, please. Romans chapter 8, verses 10 to 11. And if Christ be in you, Chris, Cammy, you can come and help him. I didn't mean him only. And musicians, you can come if you want to. We may be here another hour and a half, but I don't want you to get too settled in. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. Somebody say dead. But the Spirit is life. Somebody say life. Because of his righteousness. Hello? But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in you. I got to read it. I got to read it again. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. Oh, glory. Sister Brenda mentioned this morning she'd like to be at the cemetery when the trumpets sound to go up with her loved ones. I'm here to tell you that today that we which are alive and well will not prevent those that are asleep. Those that are asleep is not going to prevent us that are alive and well if that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, if that same Spirit, you got to put gas in your car to get it to go. Hello? Unless it's electric. And then if it ain't plugged in, you ain't going to go nowhere after the battery's dead. And I just come by to tell you, when the resurrection takes place, I don't want your battery to be dead nor your gas tank dry. Spiritually. Ain't nothing worse than a dead battery. Ain't nothing worse than a dead Christian. Ain't nothing worse than a Christian that's out of gas. Hello? Has the resurrected Savior resurrected you? I don't know about you. Maybe you hadn't enjoyed today, but I've enjoyed myself in Jesus. Horse or not, I've just enjoyed myself in Jesus. You know why? Because the resurrected Savior has resurrected me. Would you stand with me all over the building today? Just as sure as it takes gas in your car to get you down the road, it's going to take the Spirit of God inside of you that's going to get you out of this world. No matter what anybody else says or does, there's only one way, and that's through Jesus Christ. Head bowed and eye closed. Heavenly Father, I love you from the depths of my soul. I give you my all. I give you my everything because you give me your everything. Thank you, Lord, for the people that's come today to celebrate your resurrection, your love, and your power. And I pray, God, today if there's one here that does not have that resurrected Spirit of God inside of, living inside of them, dwelling inside of them, Lord, that you'll bring the convicting power of the Holy Ghost, Lord, and wrap your arms all around them. Bring them to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, to the place that the resurrected Savior is going to resurrect them. I wonder today, with no one looking around, is there someone who would lift up your hand and say, Pastor, I want to make sure the resurrected King is living inside of me. Is there one? Well, we'll wait for just a moment. I'm not going to come to embarrass you. Just raise up your hand right back down.
I just want to make sure. I just want to pray for you. I'm not going to call you up front or anything like that. I just want to make sure you're sure. Can you lift your hands toward heaven? I didn't see any hands going up, but lift your hands toward heaven and say, Father God, if there's anything I'm lacking, I pray, Lord, that you'll pour it on me and give it to me in the name of Jesus. Lord, if I'm lacking anything, oh God, I pray that you'll give it to me. Lord, let the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ be applied to my heart and my life. Somebody give him a praise as we sing one more time this chorus. Well, I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. May God richly bless you, keep you, bless you on this resurrecting Sunday. As you spend time with your family, be blessed in the name of Jesus. Service tonight at 6 o'clock. God bless you. Have an awesome day. In Jesus' name.